Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Just Zieting Your Trends Tonight. Oh, that was courtesy of No Clue. Wait a second.
Wait, who is it?
I don't know. We just did a Laura Ingraham bit before we started recording. What do you mean, No Clue? Just tell me the frickin' person's name, Miles, so we can start this recording.
Stop joshing around and come with it.
Come with the person's name.
No Clue.
Their name is No Clue, listeners.
Okay.
Wow. I know.
We did it.
You just had the rug pulled out from under you, and you look, frankly, like idiots for falling for it. All right. Well, I am Jack. That is Miles.
It is.
And it's Tuesday afternoon, March 1st. Happy March Day to you all. March 1st.
Beginning of Women's History Month.
Women's History Month.
March Day.
Yeah, March Day, as they
call it. If you're already in a marching band, I mean, come on now. The Ides of March. Good things only happen in March, right?
Yeah, the best. Only the best. Speaking of good things happening, not in March, but right on the cusp. Last night, Ja Morant went off. 52 points. Two highlights in the first half. First of all, start calling this guy Jamorant. Because he's putting down some jammos that are making me want to rant.
Okay.
And jammos is a thing that people call dunks, probably in Australia.
Yeah. I sheet a 360 jammo.
Jammo.
From Ben.
Simo. They called Ben Simmons Simo.
Oh, he's Simo? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So Morant dunked on a 7'1" guy. Vicious. Cocked back. And then... with 0.4 seconds left, Steven Adams, speaking of that part of the globe, Kiwi Steven Adams, threw a full court pass going out of bounds, and Morant caught it like in the corner of the court as he was falling out of bounds, shot it, made it. It would seem like a lucky shot. It would be the sort of thing that people would be like, okay, lucky shot when you're a kid, except... he just didn't miss anything all day. He also hit like a three-pointer from half court with the shot clock running out. Like, this dude is the truth. He is going from like most fun thing to watch in the NBA to like, wait, we might be watching the dude who challenges the LeBron MJ like top three at some point.
The catch and shoot of it all was absurd when
old Jacob got in his way for that dunk, you're like, at first I was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh no, he's still elevating.
No.
And
once again,
Jakey boy, you got yammed.
Jakey about to make a big mistakey. from Not Another Teen Movie.
But I think we're watching something happen. It's funny too, because on the internet, I remember on Reddit, they're like, John Morant is like one of the most overrated players. It was like a thing that was like a sentiment that was being like widely discussed. And you're like, since then, this man has scored 98 points in the last two games.
So Bill Simmons, not my favorite, like on many number of subjects. His NBA takes are annoying because they're always tilted a little bit towards the Celtics. But he does watch, I think, as much basketball as any human being and has been for the past like three decades. And he has gone this season from comparing Morant to like, yeah, he's like really got like some Iverson, some Derrick Rose stuff going on, to being like, he actually reminds me of Jordan, like young Jordan, when he could just like do things with his body that didn't make sense and would leave it, jump in the air and would just find a way to do something spectacular and like score in a way that nobody saw coming. Like, he actually reminds you of Jordan a little bit. And that's exciting, man.
Well, and I think really that's exciting. The thing is, it's exciting because even if you don't know anything about basketball, you can watch these highlights and you're like, this fella's pretty good, huh? That's something. Doesn't take much to sort of like be in awe of him. Long may it last.
It's like watching good movie special effects. Watching this dude play. It's like, yo, how did they do that? How did they make it look like he just did that?
Right. And I just like that it's as I watch my team wither away in the dark corner of the league, I can there's fun stuff to watch too. That can excite a neutral.
The State of the Union is tonight. You know, it's stay going tuned. Down for real. Joe's about to rain on all of you. I will not be watching because watching that man speak gives me anxiety.
I don't know. It's you already have Republicans be like, we're not doing the test mandate. We're not going. Mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things, right? They're probably, who knows what he's going to do, like what he's going to say. Not that I think like, yo, what is he going to say that the new detox by Dr. Dre is out at the State of the Union, the announcement we've all been waiting for. I think a lot of people are hoping that he'll speak on the Ukraine conflict, speak on the economy, you know, like what the fuck is going on with inflation? What you doing about that, huh, Presidente? And so on. Some people like, you know, speculate that because like the Ukraine thing is such a clear cut, like kind of like, you know, like 74 or 70 something percent of Americans are like being like, man, Russia's fucking up, that they don't like, Republicans don't want to have to be seen like united with the president by being like, yeah. Like, no, we do need to stick up for, you know, people whose borders are being invaded. I don't know. It's all become such a circus show. But
has the State of the Union ever been like relevant? Like, has it ever kind of flipped things? People are like, had a great State of the Union and now things are moving in the right direction. It feels like a relic of a past time. I remember people paying attention to it during Clinton's speeches and during W. Bush's speeches, but I feel like it's never good. I'm never learning anything. I guess the one memorable thing was when W brought out the Axis of Evil thing.
Yeah.
I think that was State of the Union.
Or I think did Bush one say no more taxes, read my lips? Was that a State of the Union?
I thought that was a stump speech. I thought that
maybe a stump speech. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I remember there was one where like Alito was like, ugh, I'm off this. Like when Barack Obama was giving a speech, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
my
he like
gosh.
Shouted some shit out.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell asleep, I remember, at one of them. So it's never, it's like shit like that I remember.
Yeah, I feel like the most memorable things I have is Axis of Evil, and then Dana Carvey as George H.W. Bush in a speech.
That
in
a sketch. Nancy Pelosi, yes, queen, clap from behind Trump. There's that. So, yeah, like to your point, we only have memes. We don't have, you know, and I remember the many times Trump would do it, it just became his, I think we called it his carnival of racist oddities, where he'd just parade out people to be like, and this is why you need to be afraid of everyone who's not white and American and Christian.
Mm. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back, and that student who has been tracking Elon Musk via his private jets, his PJs, as rich people refer to them. So the headline on Drudge is student who tracks Musk jet targeting oligarchs, which Elon Musk is an oligarch, but I guess non-American oligarchs?
Different ones. Well, different he's also oligarch. Not American.
Right. Not yeah, but he's located in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, it's funny just listening to this dude interviewed. He just sounds like the most, he's just like, before this, I didn't even know there were these influential oligarchs like this. They probably do have a decent amount of power from what I can understand. The aircrafts these oligarchs have are absolutely crazy. Their planes are huge compared to other jets.
My man, like, I love it.
But I just a little bit of just an idea and knowing how to use Google, right. This man and is.
Then yeah. That leads you to like Elon Musk being like, hey, man, I'll give you 5 G's to fucking just, you know, take that shit down. And he's like, no, right. No.
He said, yeah, $5,000.
He said, give me 50 and we'll talk. And then Elon Musk is like, what do you think? I made of money. I'm not some little boy with emeralds in his pocket. Okay. I'm a working man.
How the fuck did Elon Musk offer $5,000? I guess that's the thing that you should never be surprised about with very rich people is they love money.
And that's, they think you ain't shit either.
They think you're, you know, not shit, that you don't realize how much better they are than you and want a free handout. And, but that him offering that kid $5,000 is so revealing. So perfect.
Right.
Just a great setting it in stone. Elon Musk is a piece of shit.
You know, what's funny though, too, is though he, you know, the whole Starlink internet thing had been a, you know, a positive spin. The last week we were like, yo, insider trading between him and his brother, like Musk or whatever his brother's name is. Like, and then the next headline was, Elon Musk is like saving the Ukrainian internet with Starlink, because he did sort of come through with like the some way to help keep their internet up using his like Starlink service.
Oh yeah, man.
And so he's like, thank fuck for that invasion, man. The headlines were about my insider trading and now I'm the little boy who's raining internet down.
Yeah. The more bad shit that comes out, the more he comes up with fun ideas for giving himself good PR. Like saving those kids that were trapped in a cave and accusing the guy who's actually helping them of being a pedophile.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's funny that this dude has been made pretty uncomfortable by a Kyle Mooney character. It seems like is this guy's vibe. And yeah, I've seen this dude tracking the oligarchs, the Russian oligarchs' jets. I've also seen people who are tracking their super yachts. Spoiler alert, very boring. They're like, first they were turned to the east and I thought they were making a run for it. They were headed for open water. Everybody was on the edge of their seat, but now they've turned back and there was a dinghy that went out to them. And I thought maybe it was the FBI, but it wasn't. So, it's just like, all right, man, just tell me when something happens. How about that? Star Wars Hotel. So this is in Disney.
Yep. It's the $5,000 for 2 nights, totally immersive experience. Like it will make your jaw fall off your body. The first guests, I think, start going in today. So I think, and then a couple weeks ago, they had like press and stuff come in for a little bit of a preview. And now the reviews are starting to come in and people are like, it's wild. It's like super immersive, but it seems a little small for the amount of money that you pay. There's no windows because it's everything's like a projection screen, because the idea is you're on like this massive like Star Cruiser ship. And one person from Polygon, Charlie Hall, wrote, the Halcyon's that's the name of the vessel, but it's the hotel. The Halcyon's interior scale just doesn't match up to the grand ship shown in marketing materials. I expected the atrium to be taller, the banquet hall to be wider. Liminal spaces like hallways and stairwells feel particularly sterile, like wandering around a suburban junior high school built in the mid-70s. The staterooms are also entirely too small, falling somewhere in between the narrow cabins of a Disney cruise ship and a basic hotel room in a Disney World resort.
This man sounds like he's never gone apartment hunting. Like he doesn't know the difference between the picture that makes a place look massive and
right.
the reality. He's like, what the frick?
The
Wait
heck?
A second. What the yeah. Babu frick is happening here?
I'm going to look into this more.
Yeah, you are all about this shit.
I'm completely Star Wars brained as a child. And the idea of, I don't know, those $5,000. They say like three people in a one room even feels a little bit too uncomfortable. So part of me is like, don't fuck me around because of my fandom. But that's what they
Wait,
do to
I'm
you.
Sorry. They make you share a room?
No. Like if you have, you can fit like, there's different configurations. Like they said, if you... Like more than two starts feeling kind of tight.
Got
even
it.
Though
so
you could
small.
Potentially
okay.
fit four. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's kind of how Legoland, which was a great, great experience, but the quarters are small. They use the space wisely, but they kind of jam you in there, which makes sense because they gotta pay for all the actors and shit.
A lot of people have said like to really enjoy it is like you have to really dive in head first to be like, wow, this is like, I'm going to take it for what it is rather than being like, okay, is this a 5-star hotel? Blah, 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 blah. Like, where's the spa? Where's the massage therapy? But I think that's fair given the high fucking cost. What yeah. the fuck are you getting for $5,000? Like, you know, if I want to see people dressed up and shit, just go stay in San Diego when Comic-Con is happening and you can be immersed in that kind of shit. But like, come on now. What are we getting for $5,000? That's what I'm yeah. really curious about.
And is that why you're doing the Darth Maul like head mod stuff to your
yeah yeah
to your head
I'm getting
right
those
now?
Horns put in yeah and,
yeah
and I'm
getting ready for that
the rest
I mean,
of the
they
tattoo
look cool.
work
yeah
I'm, and I thank you for saying that because I did you know in confidence tell you I was feeling a little bit self conscious about it because it looks completely fucked up as I said you said no is the way you said it and that helped me feel pretty good and then you I think you turned away and said I'm sorry. And I thought you were laughing and you're like, no, I'm choking on a sip of water I took earlier.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I was a little worried about your health. You did start looking like Eric Andre at the end of Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, or like Tobias Funke when he gets his hair plugs and they're killing him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Graf
but like
host.
Ultimately, it does seem like you're going to bounce back and it'll be so lit when you show up to the Star Wars hotel with those mods.
Yeah, and they're going to take me seriously when I say I need to speak to the manager about something in my room.
And finally, Sam Elliott's trending because he thinks he's a real cowboy. Have to this point had nothing but absolute love for Sam Elliott, the god from the Big Lebowski movies, Sam Elliott and every other movie. So he went on Marin. I haven't heard it, so maybe he's just like, you know, talking some shit, but he said that Power of the Dog, probably my favorite movie this year, was unrealistic because I don't know what his specific critique was, but I think that there was a strong queer undercurrent to the movie, and like a lot of homoerotic things happening, and he was like, hell no, which is just funny because... He like that's obviously was there. So like
right.
this is somebody finally being like, hey, you understand that like they were the same type of human beings that we have now. So
hell no.
Every version that you've seen to this point is just one very specific type of person projecting like their fantasies onto it. And so I'm going to open it up to what it was actually like for some other people. And he was just like, that's bullshit, man. this dude is from, by the way, this dude is from Sacramento.
He is?
Yeah.
Hey,
he's from
man.
Sacramento.
River people.
You know? Are there people in Sacramento who talk like they're
Sacramento's
from-
an interesting place. It because it's like on a delta of like rivers. So you got... I don't know. I mean, I have no idea where he could have picked that up, but yeah, it's near Cowtown. So anything is possible.
Yeah.
I know river people from Sacramento and I mean people who love to be on rivers and they're cowboy adjacent.
Okay.
But I just like, his idea that he's like the arbiter of it. And he's like, hell no.
Come on, man. That was
Have you seen
bullshit.
Old Country? No Country? Or I'm sorry, Brokeback
old
Mountain?
Old Country for No Men?
No, Brokeback Mountain. Hell no. Hell no.
What are you talking about, man?
Jack Twist, Jack Nasty. That's what I say.
Isn't that a line from the movie?
Yeah, when she catches him, when she's like, I put a note on your fishing line, and
like,
they're still
Sam,
dry.
Sam, you've clearly seen it many times. Your quote, you just keep quoting
no,
it.
No, I don't. I wish I could quit you, and by you, I mean this interview. That's one of like the most popular lines from the film. I have no idea
what you're talking about.
Ennis Del Mar is a hero. Okay, that is actually one of the characters' names.
And very obscure. All right, well, those are some of the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Yep.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.